Welcome to this week's edition of Outdoors Online, a weekly webcast produced by the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. I'm your host, Mike Anderson. My guest this week is Education Coordinator Brian Schaefer. Brian is in charge of boat and water safety here at Game and Fish. Brian, some of these smaller lakes have ice forming. How are the ice conditions so far?
So far, they seem to be looking pretty good. Started off really good with some solid clear ice forming on a lot of our smaller bodies of water early in the year here, which was favorable for early ice fishing. This time of year, though, we can run into some warming and cooling periods, which can make some of that ice unstable in certain locations.
And wind sometimes weakens the ice, too.
Correct, yeah. Especially on those warm days when they get in those 20, 30 mile an hour winds, that can really downgrade the quality of ice in a pretty rapid fashion.
Okay, give our viewers some recommendations on ice thickness for when they're venturing on the ice.
Yeah. To walk on the ice, just one person or a couple of people, we recommend 4 to 6 inches. For ATVs, 6 to 8 inches probably, and then for vehicles, over a foot. And more than that, if we're going to be pulling ice houses out onto the bodies of water, always want good clear ice early in the year. All times of the year actually is best. And it's really important to check that ice as we go early in the year, because conditions can vary drastically within the same body of water as that ice forms up.
Well, let's talk about clear ice versus cloudy ice.
Yeah, clear ice is definitely the strongest ice, and it's really easy to tell if there's no snow on top of the ice, or when you drill through the ice, you can see through it from side profile. Cloudy ice is typically formed when there's slush that builds up in the water first before freezing, and it's not nearly as strong as that clear ice. So if it's not good solid clear ice and it's cloudy in appearance, you're going to want to extend that thickness of ice before you go out on it.
Late season hunters or early anglers, how should they approach ice conditions?
Very cautiously. This time of year, we have lots of great opportunities for late season pheasant hunting, early season trapping opportunities for some of our fur bearers, and those perch and walleye anglers want to get out there as early as they can to get that early season bite. We just recommend that they use caution going out. Just because ice is thick enough in one location on the body of water doesn't necessarily mean it will be across the entire body of water.
Are there any other considerations for late season hunters?
Definitely, Mike. We have some great opportunities to hunt late season pheasants around cattail sloughs and waterfall on some of our bigger bodies of water, whether that's Missouri River or Devil's Lake. It's just really important when you're out hunting with your dog to take that into consideration before shooting that duck or that pheasant, before you send your dog out into those cold water conditions and make sure they can get back to shore. So just use extra caution when hunting with a dog around those late season water bodies.
Are there any locations early on when ice is being made where people should be more cautious?
Yeah, definitely. Early ice can provide excellent opportunities for our sportsmen, men and women. However, there are some locations on those bodies of water that you're going to want to be cautious around, whether that's windblown points, creek channels, around bridges, or if that body of water was holding late season waterfowl that can keep certain parts of a body of water open longer, which would make that ice less thick in those locations. And so it's just really important to take the precautions when venturing out on that body of water for the first time each year.
Sure, and with springs, especially if you're driving on the ice at night.
Correct. We don't really encourage people to drive on ice late at night just because of visibility concerns. Whether it's this time of year or later in the year with pressure ridges, visibility can just be limited after dark when you get some blown snow and some wind. So,
okay, any equipment that would be useful during when checking ice?
Oh, for sure. We always recommend you take a chisel with you and check that ice as you go, or an auger. The chisel is really easy if you're just walking out on a body of water, but definitely if you're going to be driving a vehicle, those conditions can change pretty rapidly throughout the early part of the year. So, also important early in the year to have that ice pick around your neck, so if you do go into the water, you're able to self-rescue. And then if you're going to be with multiple people, having some type of personal flotation device on a rope or some type of cord that you can use to rescue your partner.
Well, let's continue to talk about that, Brian. If you do go through, what should you do?
Yeah, if you're by yourself, it's important to have those tools and be able to stay calm once you hit the water. That cold water is going to send your body into a bit of a panic. But it's important to try and catch your breath and start the self-rescue process, which would be using those ice picks that you would hopefully have around your neck, and drive those into the ice as you're kicking your legs and pull yourself up on the ice and roll away from the hole where you were just at. And it's important not to stand up, because that concentrates your weight in one location, and always go away from where you fell in and back towards where you came from, because you know that ice is strong enough.
And get dry clothing as quick as possible.
Oh, definitely. It's really important to get those wet clothes off as fast as possible and get some dry ones on and seek medical attention, because even if you go through the ice and you get out and you think you're all right, there can be some lasting effects that can be detrimental to your health. So important to seek out medical attention.
And a lot of people think just because it's really cold and ice is being made, ice is never 100% safe.
No, it's something, it's one of those things you don't want to, just because you see a set of four-wheeler tracks go out on a body of water, or you see someone else out there, they may use a different route to access that body of water. And like we said earlier, it's conditions can vary drastically even within the same body of water. So our state has a lot of fantastic opportunities early in the year, especially in falls, where we get a good solid ice conditions early in November or even early December here. It's important just to check those conditions yourself before venturing out onto the ice. And we encourage people to enjoy those opportunities, but just to use some extra caution early in the year.
A lot of good information, Brian. Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
Again, here are some recommendations for ice thickness. 2 inches or less, stay off the ice. 4 inches for walking on ice. 6 inches for a snowmobile or ATV. 8 to 12 inches for a small car. And 12 to 15 inches for a pickup. And remember, ice is never 100% safe. For Education Coordinator Brian Schaefer and the rest of the staff here at the Game and Fish Department, thanks for joining us for this week's Outdoors Online. We'll see you again next week.